Some do it for show.
They do it for sure.
The Culture Coaches.
Yes, it's official. It's only official when it's the culture. The coaches, Vital Voice and myself, Famous Froze, let's go. Cool classics today, new music and cool classics. We paying homage, Philly legends, why not? Let's go.
The last of your funky is I
DJ
funky.
No frills
like a monkey on my tip. You dip unintelligent drip. Rhymes don't kick, so you might as well skip along because you don't belong.
Stay tuned, we got that Philly support Philly segment on the way.
Weak but strong.
Stay tuned, we got that health and hip hop on the way.
Slick, talking like a swatch watch, hit me tick.
Man, we got the legends, real legends, not just saying the word legend, we really got the legends. Yeah, you know, we support the legends first. Shout out to Crazy Legs from B Street. You know, he is a friend of the show. Crazy Legs, Bronx, what's up? Let's go.
Let it play.
Later on, we're going to give out an Insta Grammy. Somebody spitting knowledge, we're going to give him a Grammy.
The whip or the Hercules tip. Talking about extra strength. So before
South Philly, what's up? Evis. North Philly, what's up? Dad, East Philly, what's up? That's Frankfurt. Don't get enough love, but we got y'all.
Who's taking it? Who's doing damage? And who's taking it? Some jerks had the nerve to smirk. But yet they now sweat. The beat makes them work. Fly and slide and getting bold wild. And told you before, it was 88 style. And I'm the administer. Just call me sinister.
Tokyo, Japan. Stuttgart, Germany, what's up?
Shout out if you don't play me. He's poetic, up and energetic. Time to ride, homeboy.
Shout out to the hip-hop co-creators. Shout out to my Boricua bros. Valentine, Brooklyn, what's up?
Cause you know what you're saying ain't nothing. Cold getting rubber and I'm scuffing. Second type MC's up. Act Nicholas. Yeah, from the giddy up.
Some do it for show.
They do it for sure.
The Culture Coaches. Some do it for show.
They do it for sure.
The Culture
Yes,
Coaches.
yes, we back. Yo, we back from last week. Yes, we are the Culture Coaches. I am Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. That's right, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. And this is my Boricua bro, my Boricua bro. Tell him your name.
What's good, people? It's your man, Valentine, Val the Voice, at Viral Val. What's good, my people? Yo, Frills, man, I'm excited today. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy to be in the building, man. I want to give you congratulations, man.
On what?
You just killing it all the time, every time we start the show, man. Putting out some great, you know, you play the cool classics, and you drop the new music. Don't forget, everybody, this is an educational show. Yeah, we launched the new music. Yeah, we play them cool classics, but at the end of the day, this show is to teach and reach, to empower the community. We talk about everything that affects the urban community. That's why we are the Culture Coaches, and we're teaching you about the culture. And listen, man, I want to say a very big shout out and thank you to all the special guests we have. Listen, yes. We have the Holy Grail of Philly hip hop
here
today.
Yes, the Holy Grail. Okay.
And another, you know, I'm excited because I've gotten a chance to meet all of the legends from New York City.
Right.
And doing this show with you, I've gotten the opportunity to meet all the legends in Philly. You know what I'm saying? We had such an amazing show with my man EST. I'm glad he's up in the building today. Also with the legendary Schooly D. Also DJ Cash Money.
Cash Listen, Money.
We got some real dope money. Philly hip hop history, and everybody else is in the building. Shout out to I don't know your name, no this is everybody behind the
your
cameras.
Man, poet,
we
Jay
appreciate
the
y'all, and y'all can jump in when you get an opportunity. But Frills, again, man, thank you, and thank you to our guests for coming up. We're gonna have a great show. I just want to say shout out to everybody who's been making us the number one syndicated show. Yeah, we on FM radio. Yeah, we on AM radio. Yeah, we on iHeart. Yeah, we getting played in the UK. Shout out to the hip-hop, the UK Hip-Hop Museum.
Yes, they
My man
us.
Curtis Blow.
Yeah, shout out Curtis Blow.
Mr.
Thank
Freeze
you.
And everybody
Mr.
who's
Freeze.
Been supporting us, man.
Yeah.
Frills, talk
hey,
to
man,
him.
Hey, man, listen, man. Like I'm going to just say this. It's like a dream come true because as a young boy coming up in Philly, right, shout out to DJ Cash Money. Like, when I came up as a young boy being a DJ, you would not walk out the crib if you couldn't at least blend or just you couldn't just call yourself a DJ. To have Cash Money here means a lot to me. Then on top of that, EST, when I was a young boy, when I used to be in Logan, I used to be on my block with that dope Maxima. And then Schoolie D, at the end of the day, when back in the day, when them outies used to come down the block playing PSK, it's like a dream come true. It's like almost unimaginable. But listen, man, you know, we pay homage and we want to celebrate the OGs, man. I don't know who want to talk first, but I know we here to celebrate this new event that's going on. But matter of fact, let's start
real
with
quick,
Schoolie.
Real quick, before. Yeah, listen, you know, last time you was here, we was talking about the GOATs.
Right.
Remember how we talked about the GOATs and you chimed in and you gave an amazing, you know, summarization, if that's a word, about the GOATs. Mm-hmm. So I want to let everybody know that the people who are in the building today are the GOATs. They're legendary. They've contributed to the culture. They're still relevant. They're still doing things. And that's what a GOAT is. Just because you had a single back in the day, just because you was part of a group, don't mean you a GOAT. Right. You got to put that work in. You got to be respected by your peers to be called a GOAT.
Ava, I want to ask Cash Money, what's your definition of a legend or a GOAT? Because the word is used too lightly, in my opinion. What's your definition, Cash?
I think it's, first of all, it's legacy.
All right.
Okay.
It's what you're doing now.
Relevant.
Like, you know, when I was in my heyday, you know, when the albums came out, 87, 80, 88, you know, you fast forward, we're still talked about.
Yes.
And that's what I'm, it's legacy for the culture.
That's right.
For me.
Right.
Contributor.
So, Cash, like, as far as DJs, what DJs inspired you from Philly, or who inspired DJ Cash Money?
Oh, it was a bunch, man. Grandmaster Nell, Cosmic Kev.
Ooh.
Grand Wizard Rasheem, Grand Slam DJ Jam. Then you got Lawrence Levon.
Anybody from New York? Anybody from any New York DJs?
Of course, he said. But he asked me for Philly.
Okay, now that's why I know.
I mean, come on,
first volume from Brooklyn.
I mean, come on, it don't start. Flash was it for me.
Okay, I just gotta ask.
Nah, Grand Wizard Theodore.
Oh, legendary.
Yeah,
legendary.
I was getting to him too.
Yeah,
but Flash was the one who really made me want to the cut and scratch. And then I learned about Theodore.
Yeah,
you know, and then it was DXT. And yeah, from that point on, Philly was coming up into its own.
Okay.
Right.
And then Nell and Kev had the city on lock. Like, to be honest with you, man, Nell didn't have no records out nor nothing. Wherever he went,
right,
South Philly was right there. Mm. Like, you ever heard, you know that movie, The Warriors?
Yeah, Warriors, yeah.
He was like that dude. Can you dig it?
Oh, man.
Yo, I've never seen nothing. I never seen people move like that, man, for a DJ.
That's dope. And maybe you notice, like, so this is the culture coaches. We like to dispel rumors and we like to speak on facts. Is it true Grandmaster Nell is Meek Mill's uncle? Do you know that or not?
Yeah, that's a fact.
Oh, that's a fact. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what makes a good DJ to you, Cash? What makes a great DJ?
Someone that spins from their heart, that's innovative and creative. You know, I don't like these carbon copy cats, man.
Talk to them.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Talk to
them. Yeah, I'm about innovation and creativity.
So, Schoolie, man, I wanted to tell you, man, you're big in New York too, B.
I know.
Legendary. I'm just, yo, no cursing. I got to acknowledge that. You're big in New York too, man. Your records were crazy. You know,
I love New York.
Listen, we appreciate you. We appreciate you for what you've done for the culture, the records. So I have a question. Same question, man. Who inspired you? Like, when was the first time you heard hip hop and you knew that that's what you wanted to do?
I knew I was going to do this since I was three, man.
Really?
So it was. We had a family band. I played guitar, drums in my band. So I knew I was going to be an artist. I was just waiting for something to happen for me to be that artist. I knew I was doing this.
Okay.
You know, I came out the crayon box.
Got you.
Man, you know.
Got you.
So who inspired me? It was like Richard Pryor.
Okay.
Wild Man Steve.
Okay.
Moms Mabley. Rare Fox. All them sisters like to, you know, rhyme and cuss.
And talk that ish.
And talk it.
Yeah.
You know, it's of course, you know, I think the Say It Loud, Black and I'm Proud was probably, for me, that was like the first real rap song.
All right.
You know what I mean? Just the cadence. Yeah. The cadence of it all. Because James Brown just stopped singing and he started rapping more. So it was kind of like, oh, yeah. When I get older,
okay,
I can do that. But what I'm saying is like the Funky Four Plus One, rapping and rocking the house.
All right.
When I heard that, because everything I heard before that was kind of like radio ready, shiny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know. Funky Four Plus One with Shot Rock, they was talking about Chiba, Black, crashing cars, hanging out in the club, getting high, drinking.
That real urban.
Yeah.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? And they kind of like looked like me. They showed up in their three-piece suit and a big pimp hat.
Dig it.
You know what I'm saying?
I dig
it. And just the way they put it down. You know, yeah. When I seen them on Saturday Night Live, and they were the first rappers to be on television.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? When I seen them do it, I was like, man, that's for me.
Okay. I got one more question before we get into some music and come back. Tell us about how you got your first record deal.
I made my own damn record company.
Talk to him. Tell him about making your own record company that early in the game.
My first song was called Gangsta Boogie.
Okay.
It was just like, you know, on a corner, selling some weed. Nobody's going to play that on the radio, dude. Nobody's going to sign it. Nobody going to sign you with that. You know what I mean? And so they said, well, won't you just do it yourself? So I talked to my pops, and he was like, yeah, why don't you just do it yourself? So I got the Yellow Pages, and I found out, you know, pressing plants and all that, distributors.
Everything. People don't know about that today. Everything is so, when I was talking to EST last time he was here, everything is so quick. You know, you don't know about pressing your own white labels and stalking the DJs and the relationships,
records,
too.
The record, Funko Mart, Sound the Market. I used to be down there every week buying records and telling them I'm going to put a record out. It was like, when your record come out, we're going to support you.
So you were taking the independent route before the independent route was popular.
Yeah, because because everything was on the radio. On the radio.
Gotcha.
Because rap.
Commercialized.
It got corny real quick.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? It got corny real quick. You know, it was like me, Beastie Boys, LL. You know what I'm saying? Public Enemy. Once we started coming out doing something different that wasn't made for the radio.
Gotcha.
That's when everything picked up. And that's when, like, the mix shows, like Lady B, Butterball.
Yeah.
When the mix shows on Saturday night start playing everything, and they could play risque.
Yeah. New York, we had Rap Attack.
Yeah.
When I was real young, that was like the first, like, Mr. Magic. There was a legendary roller skating rink called Eclipse on Wheels in Brooklyn. I lived right around the corner, and my brother worked there. I got older brothers, so they used to be like skate monitors and all that, and they used to have to take me. My mom would say, take me. I was 10 or whatever, and I actually got to sit in the room with Mr. Magic and all. And you get so many years later, you're like, man, you don't know, you was around legendary figures. So we had, even before, like, he used to rival Chuck Chill Out a lot. Even before then, it was just...
He first in New York.
Shout out to Chuck Chill Out, man.
He blew it up.
Legendary. Yeah. You want to get to some music?
That's exclusive. Talk to him. Hey, Schoolie, right?
Right.
When we come back, I want to talk about this gangster rap situation. Some say that you invented it. Some say you didn't. But we gonna dispel all the rumors. This is the Culture Coaches. Shout out to everybody that's locked in right now. Question is not why, but why not? Let's go.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Hey, Cash. Tell the people what you're the king of.
Let it play.
Just clap your hands, just make your hands clap. To Marvelous the Mike, Marvel dictator of rap. Get on the dance floor, let me see what you got. Cause the sound we're throwing down, it makes you wanna rock high.
DJ Heavy No Frills.
Supplying the beat, they make my rhyme sound fresher to the highest peak. Check it out, get down. A wild style, form of rap, mind, dazzling sound. This style I'm reciting, just reciting my style. The double words, words double, but I call it wild. So girl, just keep grabbing my tip. Long as the money's flowing, everything is legit. Cause my rhyme is on time, on time is my rhyme. Already on top, ain't no need to climb. And to the bone, he's like the record down to the bone. Call him cash money, but his name is Jerome. The green-eyed brother with the green eyes. He shakes your booty boom shaker from 9 to 5. So listen to this tune, don't knock it till you try it. People, ugly people, will you please be quiet?
Do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. This my joint right here. This my joint. Marvelous. Where you at, Marvelous? Cash Money Marvelous. Philly, let's go.
DJ No Frills.
Let it play.
Oh, God.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Stay tuned, we got that Philly Support Philly segment coming up. Why not? Shout out to West Philly, Southwest Philly. Can't forget about LV, Logan, Honey Park. Why not? Uptown, let's go.
Metal like DJ wine. No Frills. It's like sunny morning, marvelous high. Throwing down on it, people gather around. Feel my fire, sweat as you start to step. You admire the way my tongue twizzles through the tentacle trick. Yo, I'm naturally the glad the party people's big. With a style that flows on, the way I flow my style is back and forth, forth and back. And this is how it goes. First rhyme is second, and my second rhyme is first. Hey, people in the party, is the first verse. Smooth with the music, real smooth. And you now bear witness why I got you grooving. On the dance floor, on the floor you do your dance. Go get your dance partner and take a chance. Cause I'm the party packer that promoters pay. Cause I'm always saying something, having something to say. So check it out, buddy, pump it up in your car. Let it be known that I'm the new rap star. Slaying and waxing our corny rap competitors. Hunting and taunting the party like Predator. The royal rap rebel, hard rocker of rap. The quick tongue flapper with the quick whip. The bad brother, there can never be another. And you know what?
Let it play.
Shout out to DJ Cash Money on the cuts. Real DJ hip hop, Philly DJs, why not go?
This is for the suckers who say I can't hang. And this is for the people who jacking my thing. Yo,
some do it for show, they do it for sure.
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, Famous Frills, we back. Hey, yo, hey, Schoolie, before we talk to you, I want to ask Cash Money. Yo, who had that sample first? Was it EPMD or you guys? Cash Money and Marvelous.
We were out before EPMD.
That's your answer.
Okay. See, that's why it's the Culture Coaches. Listen, we wanted to spell
we
all the
same. We're on the same label, though.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Well, the Sleeping Bag and Fresh Records, they were the same.
Right, man. Listen, you heard it from Cash Money, man. Listen, it was out before EPMD. Shout out to the legends, though. But it's all about Philly today. Philly Support Philly, a Schoolie. Are you the creator of Gangsta Rap?
All right, here you go. So, it was this reporter. He was doing an article on the Yo Boys down in Baltimore. It was gangs. And this is for Spin Magazine. So we spent the weekend down there with these cats.
Right.
And the whole weekend, all they did was play PSK and Gucci Town.
You heard?
He heard that in every neighborhood. So he got back to New York, and he was just like, yo, who is this this cat right here, this music? And he's at Schoolie D. And he was like, well, they asked him why. I said, because the whole weekend I was in Baltimore interviewing all these gangbangers. That's all they listened to was PSK and Gucci Town. Yeah. So he was just like, well, he put it together. He was like, well, just do Parkside Killers, must be from a gang. He's playing music that gangs listen to.
Yeah.
Okay. This must be a new genre of music. And he coined it gangsta rap.
We got the Godfather of gangsta rap in the building.
Hey, I never heard the story, but listen, exclusive. We are the Culture Coaches.
You're,
you know what I mean? But listen, EST, man.
I think the guy's name is John Leland.
Okay.
John, what was his name?
John Leland.
Okay.
Leland.
Shout out to John Leland.
John Leland.
So he's the man who coined it, coined gangsta rap.
Like,
so you heard it first here, exclusive on the Culture Coaches, the homie, the OG, the legend, Schoolie D, the Godfather gangsta rap.
Yeah,
and anybody else who says different, that's a pause.
I did want to say something about just having us three. We from Philly, but we all got different styles.
Dig it.
Yeah, you know, it's like Cash and Marvelous and Will and them, they were like pop.
Okay.
They had a real pop crisp sound. ES and them, they were just kind of like block party. You know, they had the beats block, you know what I'm saying? You rock at the block party. And all my stuff was just kind of like that. It's for cats who like get dusted and shit.
Yeah, no cursing.
I said shit.
It's all good. You know it's all good. And I'm gonna tell you,
when you listen to it,
looking
you
crazy at me right now.
Because that music was just, it was all energy.
Yeah,
and we didn't know better, so we just performed our energy.
Appreciate,
you know what I'm saying? We just really performed.
Yeah, nowadays, I didn't mean to cut your wisdom. Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah. Nowadays, so many artists, right there, like you said earlier, they're the carbon copies. Oh. They want to follow somebody's blueprint. They want to follow something when not realizing that the originality. That's something that I loved about the golden era and something the originality. Like, we always had you know, we always had comical records like the Pee Wee Herman. We always had, we had Backpack, we had the Tough Records, we had the ones for the females. We had such a diversified genre in hip hop, right? It was so diversified, and everybody, and you respect, like, people respected, they know he had bars, but they respected him for what he did for the ladies. They respected that type of music. But nowadays, if you don't sound a certain way, if you don't follow, the labels don't want to sign you. Another thing is they want you to do all the work. Now there's no artist development. They want you to, that's why the music was so, it was so better in those days, because there was a lot of development. By the time a person was released to the world, he was a full created artist. Nowadays, it's like we're watching these people come into who they're going to be, and the music is lacking. You know what I mean?
I got a question for you.
And that's that's no hate on the new generation. There is a lot of new dope artists, but the majority is a...
Here's my question.
You gotta,
how do you remember all them lyrics?
How do I remember all the lyrics?
Yeah.
I think, and I didn't figure it out till later, but I write on the rhythmic down trail.
Yeah.
So, like, the more I do it, like, once I start running past, like, 4-8 bars, I'm really locked into the rest of it. Because it's kind of like, it's triggering my brain to do the next thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's kind of like a person that's, like, well-versed in martial arts or boxing. If they got sharp instincts, you could throw your best at them. And they, you know what I mean? And they might have just woke up or might have just walked in the gym. But they going to automatically duck. Dip and throw that one too.
Yeah.
Because when I hear like guys like you, Big Daddy Kane, and they do the whole song, and he's just like, I'd be on stage, man. I'm just like,
but you know what?
It's so good.
I tell Kev that.
It's a great thing.
I just think, you know, and I'm just going to do what I remember.
That's the good thing about having hit records, right? Having hit records, the crowd remembers your joints.
But
you know what I mean?
I remember this.
Don't get it twisted. It was a couple, and I really do this all the time, but there was a couple times where I really needed to run my routine over and over.
Yeah.
Like in my earphones or whatever, maybe like 30 minutes before showtime, and that's how I come out crisp.
Just want to take a minute. You know, I saw after you came up to the show last time, I just saw last week Scott Storch was on a bunch of different podcasts and he was shouting you out. I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah, I caught it recently,
like I saw him on two different podcasts and he was giving you, he was like, yo, my man EST, you know, he wrote for this one. He was instrumental in my career. So, you know, I just want to say, you know, it's good when people, you know, on that level are still showing love to the pioneers and the people who, not forgetting their roots and where they came. The problem with today is so many artists, everybody's using each other to try to get to where they need to go and then they forget the
people. But you know what's so crazy?
You know what I'm saying?
Is that's really one of the real true parts of the game that's not that was lost. Like fellowshipping with greats is only gonna make you greater at what you do.
That's right.
A lot of these records that our parents grew up to, that we start to dig as we got older or whatever, it was like 3 or 4 greats sometimes on them records. They might have called Stevie in and Stevie might have just did the bass line and got up out of there.
But it was
yeah, and they wasn't scared to deal with each other because they all had their own light. It was all always on for them. You know what I mean? So when you're working with other greats, man, it's only good things that could come out of that. So it's like for people not to show the affiliation and just speak the truth on how things get created is wild to me, because it's like you still going to call that person when you need them. You still going to work with them when you need them. But like to deny the fact that like that's how it happens, that's crazy.
Unfortunately, right, in our culture, you know, black culture, Latino culture, I don't know what it is, but it's always like people don't want to give the other people the respect that they deserve.
I know what it is.
Talk to them.
Everybody don't understand how records get made, and a lot of times a cat will come out with a record or a band or whatever, and they think that that person did everything. Like they wrote it, they sung it, and they give them that adulation first, and it'd be so good to them that telling the truth now don't seem as right.
Yeah.
They had just let it go. They thought, come on, man. You know we did that. But I'm just saying, like, just let it ride because it's going, you know. And
people want to rewrite history.
Right, because they never had it before. So when you ain't of it, you just love it. You know what I mean?
I like that,
when you can't make 10 hits, you going to cling to them 1 or 2 hits that they know you for, and you never going to get nobody else to juice for that because that's the only time you shine.
You know what I say, and I'm a pastor, you know, Frills, I say, it doesn't burn out your light to help somebody light their fire.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can take a candle, it's not going to burn out your
flame. That's when you really do what you do, whether you a real DJ, whether you a real musician, you a real writer, you a real rapper, you a real singer. If you really of it, then you don't got to love it so much where you cling to every little thing that you do, because you know you're sharing the stage with greats all the time.
Not only that, if you're securing yourself, like, I, you know, working with a lot of artists like I've had, they always want to hold on to music. I'm like, let it go. If you got a gift, let it go, because you're going to make more. You doubting your own tech. You're holding on to this record like it's, the, you know, well, and sometimes you don't drop it at the right time. It's not accepted at the
You ever seen that person that like to just sit in the mirror and stare at themselves after they get dressed?
Yeah.
I didn't.
I dig it. Go ahead, No Frills. Talk to him.
Hey, Val, you know what time
Philly
it is, right?
Philly Support Philly.
Philly Support Philly, man. Today, listen, it's all about Philly Support Philly. Listen, we here to advocate for the OGs. We advocating for the OGs. Look, it's a show that's coming up. The Philly Hip Hop Legend Show. Schoolie D, EST, Three Times Dope, DJ Cash Money, and Marvelous.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Cash, is Marvelous really going to be there?
He's going to be there. He would have been here today, man, but, yeah, you know, yeah, he had something to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, the special thing about this show, yo, is it's really for the super fans. You know what I mean? You know, the people that love all three of us the way they do, the people that remember the first time they heard Cash Cut It Up, you know what I mean, or one of his records that they just kept on repeat. You know, for the original hustlers from the Parkside that used to come out and do their thing, bumping Schoolie. You know what I mean? That was their regimen. That's how they was moving. You know what I mean? And people that wasn't even in that lifestyle, but they just love how the man sound. You know what I mean? And people that love EST when they first heard, and I came with the ESTism, co-getting businessisms and all that.
Right.
You know, Chuck Nice Beats and the way that we put Philly on a tier with every other top brand of hip-hop. You know what I mean? Because, you know, Philly, we a great fan town, too. Let's, like, just keep it a buck. If we behind you, you could come here and get some money.
Facts.
But to know that you got top-tier talent from your city, that galvanized a lot of future go-getters from the city. You know, whether they was hustlers or whatever they did,
right,
we was the soundtrack to their life.
Absolutely. Let everybody know again. Let our audience know the date and the time of the event, and where is it again?
Break it down, Cash.
It's at Wilson's. Restaurant and live music over in Jersey, December 20th from 7 to midnight. You will be seeing the legends, some of the legends from Philly, because, you know, we collectively came together to jumpstart this movement, because, to be honest with you, man, we've been all feeling the same way. You know, we've been pretty much been overlooked and not in the conversation, you know. You know, before when New York was doing their thing, they had to come to Philadelphia,
right?
Because it was a big market. So when everybody starts talking about the history of hip hop, it always goes to New York, L.A., Atlanta, and Texas.
Hmm.
Where's Philly at?
That's a fact.
That's why we created the Culture Coaches.
Yeah.
That's why we're here educating the people. You know what I'm saying? This show is heard all over the world. So we're happy to highlight that. You know what I'm saying? I've done shows. We also do it in New York. So one of these days, y'all come up to our New York studio too. We on Wall Street, and I got a studio. We got a studio that we work out of right in the middle of Midtown, where All Hot Hip Hop does their show. So that's my brother, DJ Boy Wonder. He used to be part of our show before. He's branched out, and we work out of there anytime we want.
World
so we're gonna set something up so your brothers could come and do it right over there out of Midtown also, and then, you know, we get some footage and we invite some more legends down, and we could just chop it up and highlight everything that you guys are doing, because you deserve it.
Exactly. No doubt. And I mean, like, for real, it's like, we hope that what we do inspire us to be able to put a lot of other legends from the city and the surrounding area that run through Philly and claim Philly in the rotation as we keep moving. You know what I mean? We always going to do what we do, but you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people give you the same show, bro, with the same amount of acts every time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We going to bring that rotation and we going to do what we do. You know what I mean? It was just that me and school, we got a great respect for each other. Cash and school got a great respect for each other. You know what I mean? So why not show the strength in coming together instead of just all being great apart?
Unity, you know what I mean? Unity, and like, that's what Philly's
about.
That
was one of
Philly's
the Achilles
about.
Of Hills exactly. of Philly was. Like, they don't do that in New York. They don't do it no more.
Yeah.
They don't do that in Atlanta. They don't do that in certain areas because it's power in numbers.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And if you ain't scared, then you put your weight up, because it's going to stand right up there with your homies.
That's right.
So now y'all going to be double strong. You know what I mean? Breaking the scale. You know what I mean?
I always tell people, get your weight up, not your hate up.
Exactly. Hey, question, is the tour after this, is any other dates like in New York City, like in South Jersey?
Well, it's
going to
be
North
dates
Jersey?
Coming up as we keep rocking.
Okay, I got you.
You know what I mean? It's going to be spot dates, multiple dates as we keep doing it. Okay. We just wasn't going to wait till everything was super lined up and super pretty. We starting to flicker now.
Right. That's how you got to do it. That's
you know
a
what
fact.
I'm saying?
That's a fact.
Waiters you know? Work in restaurants.
Yeah.
That's
we already got love from certain individuals that's willing to do other greater things with us. You know what I mean? But Philly dudes, man, we do it from the muscle, man. Real Philadelphia. You start your wave, man. You know what I mean? You believe in yourself, and everybody else believe later on. You know what I mean? And then you charge them more for that.
That's
they
right.
should have been down from the giddy up, you heard?
That's right. Yesterday's price is not today's price.
It ain't never been today's price with the original gangster Schoolie D. And one thing I want to say on that, too, is that before Eazy-E died, he gave that up. You know what I mean? So anybody that don't realize that, right, all you know, you guys that think the first time you heard gangster rap was when you heard N.W.A. and all of them, and on top of that, Ice-T gave that up, too. Because when you listen to their first early records, both of them, the first two, three records they did, it sounds like the Schoolie D template.
Because
that's what it is. And we ain't taking nothing from nobody.
6 in the morning.
But give it up. And then you won't have to worry about where your juice and where your love at. Just don't do nothing that can label you a sucker. Because we don't do that.
Talk to him.
Cash is one of the top five premier DJs the world.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
That's
he's right there with Jeff and all the others.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, we always want to celebrate that and let that be known. Not that we trying to take anybody else light or compare nobody, but it is what it is, and it been that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And then with me, I'm just a originator, stylish dude. I started my own slang, you know what I mean? Act Nicholas, dip, all other kind of things, you know what I mean? Had the boy Armand Gillian wearing my joint, you know what I mean? Bobby Brown wearing my joint, you know what I mean? As far as the new wave afro, we just kept it busy. And I represented the fly side of North Philly, the fly side of Philly, period. You know what I mean? But I knew dudes like Schoolie, you know what I mean?
That, yes, sir.
Yo, big bro, this and that happened. I step out the way. 5'2", and it's going to happen, you know what I mean? So we just all coming together with all the different layers of hip-hop that we represent and the eras of hip-hop that we represent and not going against each other. We letting it gumbo.
That's right. We stronger together, right? Right, No Frills?
Well, let's say this, too. This is the first time Philly Acts actually started doing a tour, because we never know Philly Acts ever done a tour before.
Yeah, that was my next question.
And
man.
That's even more poignant. That's the point that we really should bring it to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, we appreciate the fact that you brought it here.
Exactly.
To the Culture Coaches and you sharing with our audience and everything. We thank you for that.
And we're going to push and promote this.
That's right.
You're going to see the promotion all week. Believe me, we appreciate y'all. Look, I want to go platinum talking. I'm not a rapper. I want to get into the Schoolie D PSK. When we come back, maybe we can do the hip-hop co-creators.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
DJ No Frills.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches. Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
People always say, what the hell does that mean? Being for the people who can't understand. A one homeboy became a man. As for the way you scream and shout, one by one, I'm knocking out. Came for the way my DJ cutting. Other MCs, man, you ain't saying nothing. Rocking on to the brink of dawn. A bank of money.
DJ No Frills.
Making that green, people always say, what the hell does that mean? Being for the people who can't understand, a one homeboy became a man. As for the way you scream and shout, one by one, I'm knocking it out. Came for the way my DJ cut, other MCs, many ain't say nothing. Rockin' on to the brink of dawn. I bet for when your time is on.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Let it play. Ah, God.
Driving in the car down the avenue. Towing on the J, sipping on some weed. Turn around, see the fly young lady. Moving through the curb and park my Mercedes. Said fly lady, man, you're looking real nice. Sweeter than a honey, sugar, and spice. Told her my name was Insta Schooly D. All about making that cash money. He said, Schooly D, I know your game. Heard about you in the Hall of Fame. I said, mama, I tell you no lies. Cause all I wanna do is to get you high and lay you down and do the body rock. Took a walk to the corner, got into the car. Took a little trip to a fancy bar. Count some, brew some, chase some coke. Tell you now, brother, this ain't no joke. She got me to the crib, she laid me on the bed. I fucked her from my toes to the top of my head. I finally realized the girl was some whore. Gave her $10, she asked me for some more. Fans came with making that green. People always say, what the hell is that mean? People, the people who can't understand. A one whole boy became the man. As for the way you scream and shout, one by one, I'm knocking out. Came for the way my DJ cut. Other MCs when you ain't say nothing. And rocking on to the break of dawn. A thing called money, your time is on. Saturday night, towing on a cheaper, I was feeling alright. Then my homie, he called me on the phone. His name is Chief Keith, but we call him Bone. Told me about this party on the south side. Count my pistol, jumped into a ride. Got at the bar, count some black. Count some cheaper, cheaper for one little whack. Got to the place, and who did I see? A sucker ain't trying to sound like me. Put my pistol up against his head. I said, the sucker ass, that's what she did.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Yo, yes, yes, we are. We are. Listen, man, listen, we having a great time. Listen, man, look, the show ain't over. Shout out to Schooly D, shout out to EST, Cash Money, Marvelous will be in the building. Marvelous will be there. I don't think Marvelous performed in like 20 years. I think, I don't know, man, but shout out to Marvelous, man. Cash Money Marvelous, let's go.
Let it play.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
This is the one you've been waiting for. Hardcore, rhymes galore. The Marvelous man here to take the stand. With Cash on the funky beat, the one man.
DJ No Frills.
Let you know that I'm on the go. And my rhymes will flow on your radio. Man, I just had the boat from coast to coast. Giving you a dose on your favorite host, Marv the most. Constantly amazing. And got the great full rhyme. You never find, so stop dancing. The beat is sweet to eat. Make my tongue react. Like a mic in my sight. I'm hyper like a maniac. Ready to attack and cut no slack. Just damage the track. Let loose, produce the juice that you can't deal with. When you hit with a bit of the ultimate material for your cereal. All hail the king, the champ, the new hero.
Wow, I just want to say it's truly fantastic to see so many beautiful brothers and sisters gathered in one place.
Now listen to the master, the long laster, doing what has to be done and done faster. I can pull a crowd of many people. Rappers try to hate, but no, they're not equal. You'll meet defeat. You can't compete. You can bring a whole army, y'all, and get beat. Try to stop it, no, you won't get up. Before you rhyme like Heinz, you gotta catch up. I'm changing, rearranging a new rap class. I'm on your vocalist, and I'm better known as.
DJ No Frills.
for show. They do it for sure.
Yes, culture coaches. We are back. Yo, the mighty hard rocker. Listen, back in the day, you want to say pause, but I guess now you got to say pause. Where the pause button at? Shout out to the pause button, Dame Dash.
Anybody front? Shout out to Dame Dash for sponsoring us. Anybody fronting on the culture coaches, you is a... Stop acting brand new.
DJ Cash Money, man. Yo, you got so many great records and you got so many great moments of cutting on Pump Me Up. And this record, The Mighty Hard Rocker, is it true that you produced this joint?
Yeah, I produced that one. Yep.
And also, is it true that the sample is, Cavern? What sample is that?
If you listen to the way I chopped up, Cavern was the original record.
Right.
But the bass line goes doo-doom, 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 like that, right? But I chopped it up, have it go doo-doom, doo-doom, doo-doom.
Is that white lines, too?
Yeah,
the white lines used it, too, but...
How the royalty checks? Tell them to cut that check. CTC.
But Mobb Deep used it for... Quiet Storm.
Quiet Storm.
They chopped it up the same way.
Yeah, pay homage and cut the check. The culture coaches is here to collect my man.
Listen, it don't get no better than this, right? We about to do this Instagrammy, right?
I definitely
need Cash Money to chime in on this. I think it's kind of ridiculous, but it is 2024. I'm going to play this Instagrammy, and I definitely want to get Cash.
Tell them what the Instagrammy segment is all about.
The Instagrammy segment is we find content online and somebody that's really dropping some dope knowledge for the culture that you can apply in real life. So we're going to get into this Instagram. It's about the DJs. Let's go.
People who are trying to get into DJing now, understand this. The two turntables and the mixer is now only the basic bare minimum of DJing. Because now a DJ has to, because when I went to your thing, right? If you're going to DJ, you better be a video producer too. As you being a video producer, you got to be an audio engineer. If you being an audio engineer, you got to be the talent. And if you're the talent, you got to produce the show. And if you're producing the show, like, right, you better know some type of graphics. So now you got to do your job, you know, find graphics to do. Then you got to understand how to market online. So the DJ that just behind two turntables anymore, if you really trying to be successful, them days are over. So if you don't have a work ethic to really DJ and learn a little bit about all those things I just said, I'm pretty sure I left some out, then hang it up or get a team.
Yo, Cash, I want to say, first of all, to me, that's ridiculous. Actually, I do graphics. I do everything they actually say.
For real.
I did it because people just BS too much. So I'm a go-getter. I'm a Leo. You know, we got to get things done. But Cash, what's your opinion on that?
I mean, you got to have different lanes, man. You got to learn. I mean, I got into graphics. Nobody taught me.
You do all the graphics on your page?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, them joints be dope.
Yeah, man. Right. I got into Final Cut and was started off with, what's the one that comes with Apple product?
iMovie.
I started with that. Then I started getting into Final Cut and started, you know, there's a lot of ideas in my head that I want to try to make happen.
So you agree? You agree that today, in order for you to be a successful, I guess, DJ, you got to cover more than just DJing.
I mean, he basically explained me.
Okay. All right.
I mean, but... Yeah.
So he's on point.
I mean, the way we move on social media, I mean, well, I can't stay stagnant. I got to learn.
But I, you know, people do complain you look a little snarky. They call me. I like his videos, man. But he always looks snarky.
I don't know what snarky is, but
like it's a little like, you know, I gotta take a dump.
Listen. So I wanna ask you gentlemen that.
Are you good enough to hear me? Kind of snarky.
Listen, I wanna pose the same question to Schoolie D and EST today. You guys, you've seen the changes in the culture. What do you think? Do you think that today, I seen somebody say sort of the same thing, that in order for you to be a successful artist today, you have to be a content creator first and then bring the music in because you got to get the people's attention. Do you agree?
Well, I feel like, you know, you can have all of that, but if you ain't got the sauce, if your record's not chopping, then all of that's for nothing. So I feel like you always got to start with very, very good music. That's going to be the reason why you do all the other steps and you take all the other measures to ensure that, you know, you do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like it starts with the music first. And then after that, you definitely got to take those other measures to make sure that, you know, your music moves in the right ears and connects to the right people that you want it to connect to. You always got to establish your audience, you know, on your own. You know what I mean? And, you know, at this point, you know what I mean? And like, that's when they come. When they see him out there dealing with you, when they see him out there playing you, you know, wearing your merch, repeating your words, you know what I mean? You know, just basically boomeranging back off the energy you're giving, that's when they say, okay, them, him, her, those. You know what I mean? So you always got to do those things. But if all of that happens and your music trash, you only going to have a certain amount of time.
That's right.
To have that little run. You know what I mean? And then if you don't know how to flip that money, you right back where you started at.
Talk to him. Schoolie D, same Whackville. Question. Say it again. Yeah. Say it one more time.
Whackville, PA. Whackville, Pennsylvania on Whack Street.
Listen, Schoolie D.
This guy need a show.
Let's give your point of view. Do you think today that artists have to also be content creators and just diversify in order to be successful?
Well, I do know that. I talk to like Chuck and Ice all the time. And they're like, Schoolie should have started 15 years ago. So I kind of like hired some cats to do it for me because I wasn't going to be, you know, getting in the argument. You know. Yeah. But I'm taking more control of it because my image, as I get older, is getting more important to people.
Yeah.
So you do have to know what's happening, and that now they know how to pay you, where to play. I was talking to my girl the other day. I was trying to. But the thing is, it's kind of tricky because on YouTube, if you have a channel, they got this thing on there. I was reading like all the fine print, but they want you creating stuff like 3 or 4 times a day.
Instagram, it's a job.
And if you don't, they pause your account.
They've done it to me.
I'm kind of like, well, what the fuck am I?
Excuse me, my brother.
That's why they say you gotta create art.
But I'm gonna you know what I'm saying? I looked at the Instagram with the tags and I'm checking it out.
Yeah.
And it's kinda just like, okay, I gotta find someplace in the middle. And I'm kinda enjoying
learning the new
doing it, you know what I'm saying? Getting it done. Yeah. I'm enjoying creating the stuff, but you know, it is important.
Okay.
All artists got to do it, but it's just like my thing is just like if it's not art, what are you talking about then?
Yeah. The thing is that too, it changes so much, right? You have first it's Instagram, and then once you master Instagram, it's TikTok. And then when you master TikTok, and listen, you know,
everybody needs a cool nerd.
Yeah.
On their team.
Yeah.
That doesn't mind blasting off.
Yeah.
Because they multitaskers. They brain work like that. You keep them in a team and you give them what you want them to do and they go from there.
Yeah, you delegate.
You need one king being. Yeah. That's all.
It's crazy, right? It's the revenge of the nerds out here. I ain't mad at them. They're winning.
Listen, man.
They winning and smart, I ain't mad at them.
Smart always been right there next to gangster.
That's
and for
right.
those that ain't real gangsters no more, which is very few. Yeah. Smart is the new gangster.
I want to take 1 minute and shout out my man, the legendary producer, True Master. When I was growing up, he was the first person that I saw who was cool and smart. He was a 5%er. Like, everybody I knew growing up was pretty much gangster. He was the first person. He was a 5%er, True Master. He produced Brooklyn Zoo. He did a lot for Wu-Tang.
Yeah, he was civilized.
Yeah, he was civilized, exactly. And he was the first one that I ever knew, and I admired him. Even till today, he's like my big brother, and I admired him because I said, man, he's the first brother who's cool, fresh, got the ladies, and he was so intelligent. He used to sell books. That's how he met the RZA. Mm-hmm. And you know what? He was smart. So it's cool to be smart.
Hey, man,
I know you smart.
I have my own label.
Not only that, you was ahead of your time.
I create all my own music.
I ain't mad at
my
you.
My culture, my own art.
That's why you up you know here and we interviewing you, brother. You know what I mean? We appreciate all you've done for the culture.
The part of gangster rap was me taking my little black ass around the country, getting them gangsters to give me the money that they owe me.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? That's the part of gangster rap that people don't understand.
Yeah.
Dig it.
Tricking these cats and giving me money and lying to right in the face. Of course I'm going to give you your records if you pay me my money.
Listen. Who frauded this week? Who frauded? Who frauded? That's the part of the show. This is the Who Frauded
it's
segment.
Who frauded
this
segment.
Is the part of the show where you get to call out anybody who you think is frauding. We got to keep it clean, fellas, because I know we can get get upset too. But we got it. You can call out anybody. You can call out your neighbor. You can call out a record label.
Who's frauding anything out here? I'm gonna go first.
You go first.
Who frauded is artists that don't respect the OGs.
That's right.
To the people that came before them. They think you just woke up and you made Adidas cool. You think you just woke up and you made anything cool, man. Artists that don't respect the OGs.
That's right.
You frauded, homie. Pull yourself together.
That's right. You ain't a GOAT. You just staying afloat. My man, DJ Cash Money, he's a GOAT. Who frauded? Talk to the people, Cash Money. Keep it clean.
Well, to be honest with you, man, I don't really know, man. To be honest with you, I would say when big business came into the game, it always divides and conquers everything.
You know who frauded? Anybody who owes my man a check. That's who frauded. Cut the check. We're going to get you audited, all you labels. We're going to take back this ownership. Listen, real quick, y'all hear that they're going back to tangibles. We were having this discussion like not too long ago. The artists can't get control. They can't get the audits. They can't get their streams. They can't figure out. A lot of these labels are going to be returning back to vinyl, tangible CDs. So I respect
them. I'm already doing vinyl too, though.
Who frauded EST? Talk to them.
Yo, anybody, man, that's out there leading the youth astray, man.
Talk
you frauded.
It's a fact.
Anybody that's out there perpetuating something that they know that they really shouldn't be passing down to the youngins, male or female, you know what I'm saying, group or solo, but you doing it because you getting something out of it that they going to pay for later on. Mm. You frauded, homie.
You know what? You ain't OG don't mean just because you've been around. OG is because you dropping knowledge and you bringing up the youth and teaching them the right way. You ain't an OG just because you've been around.
Yeah.
Listen, talk to them. Let's keep it clean, brother. Talk to them.
Well, I ain't got nothing
Schooly
to say.
D. Who's frauding, Schooly
say
D?
I ain't got nothing to say.
Sure?
I can't say that without calling up MFN or can I say ass?
You can try. No, you can't. You can say ass.
You just said it.
You can say ass. Go ahead. You know who's frauding? All these ass calls out here. Yo, listen. That's a. You know what an ass call is? Listen. Y'all know what an ass call is?
Yeah, y'all know
an ASK hoe. It's a person who asks you all the time for advice. And then they don't take your advice. Then they keep asking you.
Yeah.
There's two things you don't want to be. Don't be a congratulator. Don't be somebody who congratulates you, but they really hating on the low. Don't be a congratulator, and don't be an asshole. If you are, you fronting. That's your boy, Val the Boy. Stop frauding, homie.
Schooly, go ahead. I'm going to say, you know, MCs who, man, I can't, you know what I'm saying, man? I want to say it, but I can't, you know.
You can't say it.
It's all
to
good.
Be continued.
But it's kind of hard for us to be saying that because once we let it out of our mouths, then it becomes something evil. Right. You understand what I'm saying? We can't say that because we legendary. We can't give somebody beneath us some energy.
Well, listen.
You know what I'm saying? So I usually keep my complaints at home to myself. Yeah.
Okay, it's all good. We just give you the opportunity
to
air it out. But with that being said,
you know
who else is frauding? People who need home care and they ain't hollering for home care.
Shout out to our sponsor, Caring Life.
Did you know you can get paid to take care of a loved one? Caring Life Services will hire and train you to take care of a family member or friend. We offer sign-on bonuses, benefits, and higher salaries. Call 484-331-4982 or visit caringlifeservices.org for more details.
Hey, Val, listen, before the show, and yo, we got to talk about this show. Yo, Philly Hip Hop Legends Show. Once again, it's the Philly Hip Hop Legends Show. Once again, if you're not listening, it's the Philly Hip Hop Legend Show. And these are all legends. Schooly D, EST from Three Times Dope, DJ Cash Money, and Marvelous will be in the building. And it might be some other people. We know we're going to be there. We advocating
the culture
for
the
show.
Will
the
be
culture
in the
coaches. Yo, fellas, y'all got any? Hold on. Another thing. The show is Friday, December 20th. Philly Hip Hop Legend Show, Friday, December 20th, Philly Hip Hop Legend Show from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m.
And yo, real quick.
Go ahead, yes.
For all those that's like, sometime like I be, it's 709 Warwick Road, Hinella, New Jersey.
Tell them.
08083. You know what I mean? That's United States of America and all that. Okay. But 709 Warwick Road, Hydnella, New Jersey, 08083, Wilson's Live Music Lounge. You heard? Be there, be yes, square. Sir. You heard?
And my motto is never disappoint.
That's right. The culture coaches.
Cash, anything?
Listen, imagine this need. We need everybody to come show up, man. This the culture right here. This is Philly culture. We're celebrating and want to be celebrated.
For
and
the
like
super
I said,
fans.
It's for the fans, man.
Can I end it with a jewel of the day? Real quick. Yeah. Vow the voice, jewel of the day. Always remember, people lie to God every day. Don't think they're going to keep it real with you. It's your boy, Vow the Voice.
Word. Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.